the celebrity snitch, Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Huggy Lowdown.
Silver Will.
Happy Thursday, Hug.
And J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
Oh, my gosh.
What is he doing?
Why? The fantastic voice is going to be the shiggity.
Yeah, man.
Tom, you're like the Black Price is Right announcer, Rod Roddy. Calling out the Cruise act this week, Frankie Beverly yesterday, the Mighty OJs today. Damn, who's next? Tupac hologram? Brother Beige is going Birmingham. Speaking of Birmingham, check out me and Chris Paul at the Stardome in Birmingham, Alabama this weekend. Tom Silver J, it's been a week of reconciliation. Yep, the Chicago teachers are back, and backed by popular demand and George Wallace Mama Fat tweets, this Christmas, the McRib. That's right, mofos, you Mac heard me. I'm so damn excited right now, Tom. That boneless rib and tangy barbecue sauce with pickles and onions. You think people are waiting in line for the iPhone 5? I'm trying to pre-order mine right now. I tell you what, it tastes a lot better than a Mitt Romney pizza.
Wow.
Y'all heard about the Mitt Romney pizza?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's 53% bologna, 47% who cares? Mike Vick needs to pre-order some of the McRib sandwich so he can duct tape them to his ribs. I tell you what, who cares? Obama cares. Do y'all know after Mitt Romney was on candid camera complaining about the 47%, the Republicans tried to release an old tape back in 98 of President Obama talk about redistribution. I can't even say the word. It makes me so mad.
Redistribution. Yes,
thank you,
sir.
I got a little tongue tied.
I like that.
But they added the part where President Obama said, so everyone gets a fair shot. They dug up a tape back in 98 and the president's message, even back then, was about everybody getting a fair shot. Everybody. And yes, the 47%. Those Rombies have no shame. Now they're playing the edit game. That's like them editing Bob Marley saying, but I didn't shoot the deputy. And charging Bob for shooting the sheriff and the deputy. Don't let these Republicans fool you, people. We got to get our ass out here and vote.
Yeah.
Or it's going to be real in the field, all right. Did you hear? Paul Ryan said it best, Tom. Mitt Romney's obviously inarticulate. Joe Biden would have never said no shiggity like that about President Obama. Joe Biden ride or die, baby. Paul Ryan's like Cuba Gooding character Trey Stiles in Boys in the Hood when he was in a car with Dookie, Doughboy, and Martha, and he asked Doughboy to let him out the car. You know Joe Biden ride or die. I gotta go pre-order my McRib sandwich.
Oh,
Birmingham, Alabama, I'm going to join you, baby.